يا من حباه ربه بالذكر والقرآن، وخاصه خالقه بالنور والفرقان، في الغار ابتدعا في وحين جاء، في الغار ابتدعا في وحين جاء، طه حبيب الله.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم، بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم، وبه نستعين وهو خير المعين. السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. I would like to continue our topic about enjoying Islam, especially the foundation of Islam, which is namaz. And in last session, alhamdulillah, we were discussing about the Prophet's beautiful hadith in which our Prophet Muhammad Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam, he said that when we say Takbiratul Ihram, Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala, he will make us like we are born from the womb of our mothers. And when we say A'udhu billah minash shaytanir rajim, hadith says that for every hair on our body, Allah will give us the reward of 1 year of ibadah, the perfect ibadah. And when we recite the Suratul Hamd, Allah will give us the sawab of Hajj and Umrah, according to this hadith. And when we do the ruku, Prophet is saying that Allah will give us the reward of that whatever weight we have, yeah, our weight in diamond given to charity or sadqa in the way of Allah, in the name of Allah. So it doesn't mean that if I'm more, I have more weight, so it's better because I'll get more sawab. No, it means that whatever weight I should have, that whatever is ideal for me. And then recitation of the whole Quran, for each ruku I'm getting the sawab and reward of recitation of whole Quran. And when I do sajda, which is the peak of salat, which is the peak of namaz, the sawab is equivalent to the number of the angels. How many angels Allah has created, we don't know. So we don't know about their numbers, but Allah is saying, I'll give you the sawab as much as angels I have created, and the freeing of the slaves. Then when I am in tashahud, I'll get the sawab of the person who is patient, who's dealing everything with sabr. And as we know, Quran says about sabr, about sabreen, about patience, that بغير حساب, it is countless reward is for the person who does passion. And when I do salam, which is the end of the namaz, definitely all the doors of Jannat are open for that person, because he has reached in the destination. Because as we know that why we do salam, it is very common, but it's good just for as a reminder that definitely we are trying to spend our whole day for Allah. And in the period of namaz, there's special way I get connected with Allah. I'm taking more energy, more source of life from Him. And when I, inshallah, start my prayer, definitely I go towards Allah. I'm not in this world, I'm connected with Allah. And when I want to finish my disconnection, because this is a journey, yeah? So when I come back from my journey, so I have to do salam to all these living things which are in this world. Because I wasn't in this world. I was in Mi'raj, yeah? And I was meeting with my Allah. So of course, when I come back, I say salam to all the creation of Allah. So first of the creation, the best one, who's the because of whom Allah has created this world and all universe, is our Prophet Muhammad Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So that's why we have to say assalamu alayka ayyuhan nabiyyu. It's beautiful, really, really. Just ponder about it, that every day, how many times I'm a very haqir and very small and very sinful person, but I Allah has allowed me to do salam to the afzalul bashar, to the sayyidul mursaleen. And if we get the answer and a reply from them, so how beautiful it is, how lucky we are. So think about it, that salam is not again an ordinary thing. So first of all, I have to do salam to them, then to all the other creations. So because it's the best creation, that's why I start with him. And if I didn't do any kind of, I couldn't go anywhere, I couldn't do any journey towards Allah during my namaz because I couldn't concentrate at all. So some ulama, they said, then I don't know why he's doing salam. They're like, if I'm sitting in this room and you are sitting in front of me and we are talking and we were here and we are here, suddenly if I say salamu alaikum, so you will get, you know, astonished. You say, oh sister, why you are doing salam? You are not coming from outside. So it's so strange. So like that, if I'm not doing any kind of journey, I'm not going from this world, so what I'm, this is very useless thing, yeah, why I'm doing the salam. So definitely inshallah we all know, and we should do salam with this belief and yaqeen that inshallah we'll get the reply. Just doing salam, unfortunately, to something which is not, you know, listening to me, that is a very useless thing. So we should do salam with this intention, inshallah. So this was the beautiful hadith which I told you today. I want to discuss you about the spiritual and physical benefits of namaz. Spiritual is definitely it is the main goal and main our achievement which we should achieve. But as we know that whatever Islam has says is best for us, yeah, it's perfect for us. Perfect for us means, you know, definitely it is best for my body too, because Allah is the creator of my soul and my body both, because I'm me as a human being, I'm divided between soul and body. So how I can say, okay, everything is very good for my soul spiritually, but I don't know about physically, is it beneficial or not? No. But we can say that we can't compare our soul with body. You know, the importance of soul and spirituality is not comparable with physical importance, because as we know, it is very, 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 very temporary thing which we have in this world. But our soul is for eternal, forever. We are with that, our soul, and we are with our spirituality. So that's why we don't mention that much about our physical benefits of namaz, but we have many ahadith, and according to the new research which has happened nowadays, so it's good, because we don't want to say that, okay, whatever they are saying 100% is true. No, this is a research, this is an experiment, this is an ailment science which people are doing, and Islam encourages that we have to think and ponder and seek all this kind of knowledge. So just we want to discuss about this kind of issues. As we know that when we are praying, definitely Islam stresses on physical activities and spiritual, combine both. And in namaz we can see both, like it reduces stress, relieves pain, promotes body healing, physical, emotional balance, everything we can get from this Allah's order and sutun deen and foundation of our religion. And as we know that Some kind of exercises we have, yeah, like yoga, which is very, very common nowadays. But I don't want to say yoga is nothing definitely in front of namaz. Namaz, if we don't want to do just for physical perfection, the main, our utmost goal is closeness to Allah and Allah's order and Allah's command. So just if we get to know, especially our youth, it is good because Islam encourages, you know, to seek knowledge from wherever we get, which can help us to make strong our iman too. So as we know in yoga, they said that we take all the energy, traditional yoga uses sunlight, yeah, they are taking energy from the world, from the, they're focusing on the Allah's creation. But how beautiful it is that in namaz, what we do, we, our source of energy is Allah Almighty Tabaraka wa Ta'ala, and we are focusing on Allah Subhanahu wa Ta'ala. So they are focusing on creation of Allah and how much energy they are getting, but we are taking from the main source, which is Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala. And we know that everything is in submission to Allah, as Quran said, يُصَبِّحُ لِلَّهِ مَا فِي السَّمَاوَاتِ وَمَا فِي الْأَرْضِ. But we are unique in sense that we have the intellect, we have the ability to move where it's the natural state, which all other beings. As we know that there are many ahadith which says that we are unique. Why? Because in namaz, especially in namaz, we know that all the creation of Allah is doing Allah's ibadat. Yeah, they are obeying Allah in their own way. But, for example, the trees, the mountains, they are just standing. They can't do ruku, they can't bind. Some kind of Allah's creation, like animals, they are in, for example, ruku position. Some are in only sajda position, yeah? But even the angels, you know, because we are comparing human being to all other Allah's creation. So we know one angel is always in ruku position and saying one or two zikr continuously. One angel is in a sajda position. But it is the only man, human being, who can do in all the position which all the other creation of Allah can't do, Allah's ibadah. It's beautiful. Yeah, and how in yoga they said, okay, mountain position, you know, because it gives you balance, it gives you, you know, you can breathing and symmetry and everything. But really, if you look to the salat, namaz, how we stand, you know, this standing, qiyam, it's beautiful. During qiyam, because in yoga sometimes they said, oh, you have to focus and look only on one specific point. But look at the namaz, what a hadith says. Hadith says that look at the muhr or sajdaga or that turbat of Imam Hussein, especially and khak, which is amazing, which is full of cure, full of shafa. So if I'm concentrating on sajdaga and I'm focusing on that very, very sacred place with that concept of shahadat and Imam Hussein, and I'm standing and I'm in the position of qiyam, definitely I'm balancing between my spiritual and physical situation. Because really, this salat, namaz, gives me a lot of tranquility and peaceness, because I can balance between my ruh and jism, between my soul and body. Otherwise, sometimes we are too much extremist, like we are thinking and giving a lot of food to just our physical perfection. to get energy as a physical. We neglect our soul and our spiritual. That's why we feel imbalance. So it's beautiful that this position, even Islam says, and they in yoga they sometimes they use. And then after we see the peak of the salat is sajda. Sajda, it's amazing. Please listen to me carefully, and inshallah you are listening with this intention, that if you feel that it is inshallah very appealing you, then you can inshallah practice that. In sajda, in yoga they said it is the third eye of Vishnu. Yeah, it is like third eye, because in sajda I have to put my forehead on ground, on sand. So when I'm putting my forehead on ground, which they call as a third eye, because this pressure point is very, very important. And in other side, I'm pressure point of the toes, you know, which I have. If I pressure my pressure points of the press my pressure points of the toes. So as we know that in toes there are some pressure points which connected with my brain. So I'm pressing the pressure points of my toes and my this third eye in forehead. Then all other parts of the body, as we know that seven parts of the body should be on ground, I should press them. We don't know how much physically we are getting the benefits. You know, just the few things which we get to know, that which is that it improve memory, concentration, it discharge the positive harmful electromagnetic charges, you know, which I will tell you in details. How much our brain start to get work, and how much it is beneficial for our skin and everything. Lot of benefits we have. So if we get to know that this is the best position physically and spiritually too, because you know when you are standing, maybe you get distracted by watching what is around you. If when you are in ruku, the distraction become a bit limited. But when you are in sajda, definitely you feel you and your Lord, you and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. You both are there. You can concentrate very easily and it helps you. So the scientists which they have proved about sajda, this is a beautiful saying, that you can discharge the positive harmful some electromagnetic waves, because our body receives the huge amount of this kind of waves daily. We want or we don't want. So we get these electric magnetic waves through the electric equipment that we use in daily our life, like computers, like phone, like television, even like when we go outside and watch, you know, the electricity. So because of all these waves, which signals we are taking, we feel sometimes headache, we feel sometimes uncomfortable. Nowadays it's very common. Laziness in action and pain in different places, yeah? So this kind of signs, most of the people they have. So this side is saying, what is the solution from all these? You know, what I can do? So a non-Muslim scientist from Europe made a research from which he concluded that the best way for the body to remove the positive electromagnetic charge which hurts body is what? What you can think. He's saying that by putting our forehead on the ground more than once, yeah, so that the ground will discharge from this electrical signals which we are getting. The ground, as Quran says, it is like the mad, like the mother, because it is giving a lot of shafa, the sand, the ground. Then that's why there they think, so put your forehead on the ground to discharge the positive electrical signals which we are getting every day. And the amazing thing is that what makes this research more amazing is that the best is to put your forehead on the sand. Sand is the best thing. Yeah, not only ground, in ground you should choose the sand. And it becomes more amazing that the best way is to put your forehead on ground while you are positioned to the center of the earth. And since you will be able to discharge this signal in the better and more efficient way. Because if I in position of the center of the earth, this is more better for me and more efficient way I can discharge all these waves from my body. And you will be amazed when you know that Mecca is scientifically proven to be the center of the earth. We know, but scientific also they have proved that the Mecca is the center of the earth. As we say, this is the our Qibla, and the Kaaba in the exact center of the earth. How beautiful it is. We should say salam to Islam. We should do lot of thanks to our Lord that alhamdulillah we have from beginning this concept. We born with this concept. We know that everything we should do facing towards Qibla, facing towards Kaaba. Even if you are studying, if you are doing your project in your house, whatever you want to do, do sit, try to sleep or sit, or you are most of the works to do, good deeds to do towards facing towards the Qibla. So definitely, so prostration, doing sajda in our prayer is the best way to discharge the harmful electromagnetic signals from our body. And it is also the ideal, the best way to be very close from the Almighty to create this universe in such creative way. And then the beautiful thing which it says that Allah Almighty will always ask us to do things because they are helpful, they are useful, definitely. Because sometimes we don't know what is the benefit of this. There are cases when we don't know the reason for certain act. Yeah, we don't know why we should face towards Qibla, why we should do sajda, why we should do 2 times, 3 times, you know, why there are 5 prayers. So, but sooner or later, you might be able to find some very, very little reasons which we don't know it's perfect or not. But Islam encourages, go ahead, you know, do research. In any case, you should trust the Almighty Allah and know that whatever you do for Him is the best for us, for you. Yeah, definitely that is best. So, we do not do sajda to discharge the electromagnetic waves, definitely, because our belief is not that, even we didn't know. But we do sajda, but to obey Almighty Allah. You know, that is our intention. We trust that in His command there is always a wisdom, there is always the hikmat. Our trust is because He is the Creator, He is our Khaliq. He is Alim Kull Qadir. He knows everything what is beneficial for me. However, since a scientific reason is available, yeah. So if we know, and so that's why it is essential to show it to the people so that they can see that whatever Muslim do is good for them. And not only this, Islam said it's good, you know, because whatever helps me to improve my aqeedah, it's definitely encourages in Islam. So last point which I want to discuss about namaz is after sajda, when we sit, yeah, sitting up in sajda also it has lot of benefit. As we said, improve blood circulation in lower abdominal region, number one. Number two, remove spinal defects which we have because we are sitting in that certain position, and good for knee and ankle joints. You know, nowadays how much we have this knee problem because we don't sit on ground, we don't sit in this sajda position. And it is recommended that put right foot on your left foot. When I put right on my left, because of that pressure, I'm getting a lot of benefit from my this action. Inshallah, we all enjoy our namaz more than before by getting all this small ilm from others. Jazakumullah. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullah wa barakatuh.
يا من حباه ربه بالذكر والقرآن وخاصه خالقه بالنور والفرقان في الغار ازدعى بوحي نجاه في الغار